I want to read you an extract from a letter that we received that was sent on to the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. It says, "Dear Minister McEntee, I'm not emailing you on a whim, but I am truly at my wit's end. I became a proud Irish citizen on the 20th of June last year and submitted the application for my then 10-year-old daughter's application on the 24th of August 2023. On the 19th of October, the Department of Justice sent me a letter advising that my daughter's application has been received and that the processing of her application is now underway. Imagine my delight when we received the approval letter dated the 29th of December 2023 requesting payment. Payment was made on the 3rd of January 24, just hours after receiving the hallowed brown envelope. Unfortunately, it is here where it all goes sideways." Now, that is the opening of a letter that was sent to Minister McEntee by my guest Velmi, who is living out in the Curra, and Velmi joins me now. Morning to you, Velmi. How did this all go sideways? What's happening here?
Good morning, Owen. Yes, so we received a letter, and then the approval letter was received on end of December, the same day that the payment was made, the 3rd of January. Received an email saying that there are outstanding requirements. Checked hourly, practically nothing. It never changed from zero. I sent email after email after email, and I'm sure anybody who has dealt with the Citizenship Department knows that you are very lucky to receive a response. Eventually, about 4 weeks later or so, I received an email to say, no, everything is there. There's no outstanding requirements. And there, since then, it's been absolute radio silence unless I contact them to find out what is happening, why have I not received the certificate. We are now at 12 weeks waiting for literally the only thing that needs to happen is the certificate needs to be printed and put in an envelope and sent. But that has not happened.
I'm sure it's particularly frustrating in comparison when you look at how long your application took compared to how long your daughter's application is now taking.
Yes, so I can't remember the exact date, but I did go back to from the date I received my approval letter to say, yes, the minister is granting you citizenship. From the date from that letter, me making payment, being invited to the ceremony, attending the ceremony and receiving the certificate of naturalization was 11 weeks. So that is a very involved process, was 11 weeks. And this is, now we're sitting for a minor who doesn't attend a citizenship ceremony. They just, you pay, you get it. Taking longer than that. And then I received, I sent another email yesterday, I think, which was the reason for my email to Minister McEntee about it, was I was asking, like, what can someone just please give me an update? Because previous was, it'll be sent in due course. That means nothing. What is due course? Got the email yesterday to say, apologies for the inconvenience. Minor certificates will be sent in the coming weeks. Weeks. No idea whether it's 2 weeks or another 12 weeks.
So all you're waiting for here is a certificate for your daughter to say, yes, she's been granted citizenship and that's all been approved and everything like that. What would happen then once you get that certificate? Because a lot of listeners might not have had to go through this process or don't understand the process. So what does that actually mean?
Well, look, I don't know if the certificate's been printed yet. If it has been printed, she is a citizen. We just don't know the date that she became a citizen, but that is one part. So yes, she's a citizen, but now we need to apply for the passport. I cannot do anything. I cannot apply. I cannot start the process for a passport without that certificate. That certificate needs to be sent to the passport office along with her current passport and some other documentation for the passport to be processed. We knew that my first passport also took some time, and I understand that a child's passport application does take longer because they need to verify both parents' identities and all of that, which I fully appreciate and I understand. Child trafficking is a problem and countries need to do whatever they can. We're from South Africa. We understand if you want anything to do with a child, both parents need to be there, they need to be involved. No problem with that. But until we receive that certificate, I can't do anything.
Particularly now, you know, as we head towards April and a lot of parents and families will be looking at holidays for the summer and everything, you're just left in limbo now.
Yes. When we receive news that the approval letter has been sent or has been received, we apply. Well, I booked flights for June thinking that 6 months to get the certificate, get the passport would be more than enough, can take her off to London. We are now end of March. No certificate. It's looking very likely that I am either, one, going to have to move flights, which is going to cost an arm and a leg, or I'm going to have to apply for a British visa, which is no fun, as anyone who has gone through the process would know. And it's also, it's expensive. You're looking at least 150 euro. It's in that ballpark, and it's going to be a day of work for me. And she would have to miss a day of school as well. There's absolutely nothing you can do. You cannot get hold of the department. Like I said earlier, you can email as much as you like. Sometimes you get an answer, sometimes you don't. There is just, and that is the frustrating part, is it feels as if this department doesn't understand that they hold so much power. Gaining a new citizenship should be exciting. But now it is just frustration and you're so powerless. There is absolutely nothing you can do.
How long have you been in Ireland? How long has your daughter been in Ireland?
So I've been here since my 6-year anniversary is coming up in a week or so. And she's been here since 2019. She started her schooling career here. She would be doing her final year of primary school next year. She plays GAA. She's taken part in the Kildare Credit Union quizzes. She's fully immersed in the Irish way of life. Both of us are.
So you've integrated into society. It's not as if you just came along a couple of weeks ago and you're trying to fast track this. You've been living here for years trying to get your citizenship sorted out.
Yes. My application took 2 years, which I understand. I submitted my application in the middle of COVID. I understand. It was a difficult time for everybody. Things were hard. I get that. But to print a document has got nothing to do with COVID. You can do that alone in an office. And COVID isn't even an issue anymore. So that is no longer an excuse in my mind.
We'll get in touch with the Department of Justice and Minister Helen McEntee to see what the delay is and if this can be sped up. You're 12 weeks waiting for a certificate to be just sent out to you in the post, and you've been told that it could take another few weeks, but a very generic kind of response there. Listen, Velmi, thanks for contacting us. Thanks for coming on the programme this morning. Best wishes to you and to your daughter out there on the Curragh. And if we get any response, we'll let you know.
Thank you so much, Owen.